Thank you, Paul. Let me get this on. So as I told you before, Kim's with us today to share with us what Heartbeat does in our county. And Kim, we want to thank you for all that you do for Heartbeat. We're blessed to have people like you in our county to help out with that. So thank you for coming and just share with us as long as you'd like. All right.
Awesome. So I point at you then. Yeah, as I was sitting down there, I thought, oh, yeah, I got talking to everybody because I know a lot of people here, and I didn't check to see what I'm supposed to do about microphone or which one. So, can everybody hear me okay? Good. All right, I've got that on there. So, it's always good to be here, and I won't talk forever because my Aunt Mary's got Thanksgiving. Those of you who know my Aunt Mary, she likes us to be punctual, so we'll make sure we get there. It's wonderful to be here, especially here because I do feel, like I'm with friends because, you always ask for me to come back. There's two of us that speak for Heartbeat, Sally Walker, which is no relation to my, Walkers, but a really good friend of mine also speaks for Heartbeat. So sometimes they alternate us, but you guys always ask for me to come back, which makes me feel good. But then I'm like, okay, what? I know it's been a whole year. My sixth graders don't listen to very much of what I say. I don't want to give you reruns and stuff you've already heard. So sometimes I break from the mold a little bit. So I hope you don't mind if I stray from that a little bit today. Oh, so I've got this on here wrong because I'm doing something. Wait, maybe if I do it this way. I don't want to lose it or have you not here. So it's interesting what he was saying about Jax loving the church service and being part of a Bible study. Now I'm going to try not to get all choked up because I saw that with Garrett too. And it's amazing to see what God is doing. So what I want to talk about today is being aware of our journey and when it is God's thing and where we're seeing him in our life and what he's telling us to do, that we're listening to him and that we see him taking fear and pain and molding that. So, of course, we raised our kids, up in church and they don't always listen as much as you would like them to. And it was, Kendra, my youngest one my youngest of the daughters who, first got, real invested in her walk with God and, got some, highlighters and a different Bible and stuff. And I saw those in the Amazon cart. And then I saw some more. And I went to her and I said, don't you like the study Bible that you got? She goes, oh, that's not my stuff. That's Garrett's. And first I was like, wait, Garrett can read? Because if you know Garrett, he is very, very ornery and resists learning, at all opportunities in school. You can ask Chris because she had him in school. He made it an uphill battle through school and until there was something that he wanted to learn. And he got real thirsty for the Lord before he left. And I think it was, a lot out of fear. Because he was, embarking on something new. He'd only ever been on a plane once, and he was about to get on by himself and fly off and hang out with people he didn't know and learn, all kinds of frightening things that the rest of us can have a peaceful life because we are unaware of those things going on around us. And so I think it was that fear of the unknown that kind of got him plugged in with God. And then when we got letters about how much he loved the services there. We're like, awesome. He said, it's like a full-on Christian rock concert every Sunday morning. He said, I can't even explain it. And we didn't get to go either. But then when he said that, he said, I started a prayer group at my bunk. And we're like, wow, what? That is just amazing. And to see how Jax and Garrett have gotten to be so close. And now you're saying the same things. I'm like, God put Jax and Garrett together, I think, to be there for each other. And I love that relationship. It's great to see what God does when it's not us. You know, sit there in church and to look and see your kids invested and say, ah, that is awesome. And it wasn't me. It was God. God took it and ran with it. And I know that there are lots of other things that you guys as a church are involved with that God is taking and running with. And one of them is LifeWise. I know I'm here to talk about Heartbeat, but because we're friends, I want to make sure you're hearing some of these really cool stories that you might not know otherwise. That over at North Woodbury Alliance, there is a family that their little girl went to the Northmore LifeWise, and when she came home, she threw her book bag down and she said, "Why didn't you tell me about Jesus?" And her mom's like, "Oh, yeah, why didn't we? Because, you know, I knew about Jesus." And that family has gotten so invested. I think there are 16 of them now that have been baptized. So they're just on fire for the Lord, and God is taking that and running with it. Funny story. My daughter teaches at Northmore, she works with the kids that have some behavior issues. And one of the little ones that she meets with was all excited one day, and she said, "You're having a good day." And they're like, "Yeah, I just got back from LifeWise," and they were telling all the awesome stuff. And she's like, "That's great." And then the next time she saw them, they were not having a good day. And she was trying to cheer them up. And she's like, "Well, didn't you get to go to LifeWise today? You know, didn't that cheer you up?" And she said, that little kid said, "Yeah, Jesus died." And he was like, and she goes, "Oh, buddy, you're going to love Easter. I have good news for you." 3 days later, he came back. And he's like, "What?" He didn't know that. So then my daughter had to go tell on herself, go to the principal and said, "I just talked about church and God in school. So just so you know," but knowing that the principal's husband is the pastor there, she's like, "You got to make sure he fills these kids in full circle. They don't have all the background." He missed that big piece there that Jesus came back. So that was funny, but awesome to see what God is doing. As a teacher, this is year 30 for me. I never would have believed that we would have the opportunity to have public school kids getting Bible-based education in their day. So God is taking that and running with it. And the journey to Bethlehem, God is taking that and running with it. That was really fun to record. My little 5-year-old nephew, he saw it, and he looked at his dad real puzzled, and he goes, "Does Aunt Kim live far away?" He wasn't understanding what he was seeing. But the first time that donkey that was in the video got to be in Bethlehem was right over there in that corner, because you guys started this. And it was that pancake breakfast and the whole thing. And I'm like, that is awesome. So when I was hanging out at the feed store and Kelly said, "Hey, we can make this bigger. Let's do it." I'm like, "I'm in. What do you want me to do? I have a donkey." You know, but God is just taking the things that you're doing and just running with them. And things are happening in Morrow County that are not happening, you know, elsewhere. And we're just really, really blessed to be here where he is moving and shaking things up. And Heartbeat is a big part of that. God does not waste pain. And he doesn't cause pain, but he doesn't waste pain. And I think that is a message that sometimes gets lost when people are in the midst of it. And he also doesn't waste fear. Because if you ask me, the number one problem at schools today with kids, it's anxiety. And that is a major problem. There is a lot of anxiety. There's a lot for adults to be afraid of. There's a lot for kids to be afraid of. They have so many dangers and drama going on in their life that we didn't know about. You know, if our friends did something fun without us, we didn't know because they didn't tell us. But now if their friends do something fun without them, it's all over social media and they know they were left out. And it's just a whole different world that they're in. And the anxiety is an all-time high. But that banner right back there, "Fear not," that's our message at Heartbeat. When we get these clients in that are alone, scared, not sure what to, this was not planned, not a planned pregnancy, or maybe it was a planned pregnancy, but losing jobs or getting injured and not being able to work or getting evicted from their house or having the dad leave. That was not in their plan. So they thought they had it all together, but their plans have crumbled. So many of them come and they are in absolute fear, or just confusion, and they have no idea what to do next. And we've been there at different times in our life. And we know that when we look back, we can see how God put things into place and that God helped us through that. And so that's our number one message to these clients, is that it doesn't make sense to you right now. It doesn't feel real fun right now. It's super scary right now because you're in charge of this little person and you're still trying to figure out who you are. We get it. But we can put that weight on bigger shoulders because God already has it figured out. And he didn't make this pain happen to you, because some of them do come in with some blame. Why did God let this happen to me? And he didn't make this happen to you, but he knows that it's happening, and he's not going to waste it. He always has a plan. God's never surprised. When I was in college, I did not like my philosophy classes at all, because they rattled my faith, because everything that I believed because it made common sense to me, and it's what I was told, it's what I was taught, and so I never questioned it. I never questioned any of this. I took it full on, 100%. As gospel truth. That's how it was. And so then when I was in a room full of people who were questioning it, I had trouble then, supporting it or arguing it. I had to get deeper. I hadn't grown yet. I was a surface Christian. It wasn't until I became a parent, that I fully, understood more what it's like to have a father's love. When you've experienced that from the other side, then you get this relationship that we have with God. I always tried to explain. We argued about free will in one of our classes, and they're like, "Well, if God knows what's going to happen, then you don't have free will." And so they're picturing, we're G.I. Joe and Barbie, and God's just driving us around and just making things happen. And I couldn't argue with that as a young person that hadn't experienced enough life yet. I rarely left the farm. So now that I'm a parent, now that I have kids, I've seen that from another side, because we know our kids well. Sometimes they surprise us, but usually it's not a big shock. Because we know our kids well, and we know what they're going to do, and we can kind of predict them, because they are us. Part of us is in them, and we know them better than anyone else. And that's how it is with God. So we know what they're going to do. It doesn't mean that we're making them do those things, but we can see when they're going to walk into trouble, and we can see when they're going to need us, and we can see when they're going to come crawling back. And we try to warn them from those things, but we know sometimes they're going to walk full on into pain no matter how much we warn them. And that's what we do too. And that's where a lot of our clients are too. When we talk about, how did you get, here to Heartbeat, and who were the influential people in your life? And they sit down and they realize that, while they were running into danger, that God did try to put some speed bumps, and he did put up some red flags that they went right past. And so we get to have those conversations about how everybody does that. But it's kind of like a little kid who is running towards a swing set. Somebody's swinging, and you can see that they're going to get kicked in the head. And you say, "Stop, look out, don't." And they don't listen to you, or they don't hear you. And they get kicked in the head. And they're on the ground, and they're bleeding their own blood. To them, it's the end of the world. And they're leaking. Their life is leaking out of them in the way that they've put it together in their little mind. And that's where we are sometimes. A parent can pick them up, comfort them, dust them off, and know that this is going to be okay. This is not the end of the world. We're not even going to go see Julie at the emergency room for this. This is nothing. But to them, it's everything. And there's so many times in our life where we are laying down on the ground, crying out to him, and we just feel like our life is just leaking right out of us. And he knows that this is not in the bigger picture. this is nothing. It hurts really bad. But in the bigger picture, this is nothing. And that's our message that we're trying to get across to these clients, to let them know that God is in control. And you don't have to have as high of anxiety. Be alert, be aware, watch for danger, watch for the devil, because the devil is real. But you've got God on your side. And if you have God on your side and you're leaning on him, it's all going to fall into place. It's as is evidenced as we read. Got myself all out of order there. As we read in Psalms, you can hardly talk about unborn children and pregnancy without reading from Psalm 139. In verse 13, it says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." And we've heard that many times, but when we really pick that apart, that all the days ordained for me. So God already knows whether this child is going to live to be 50 or 99, what they're going to do with their life, whether they're going to be challenging, whether they're going to be a preacher. God already has all that figured out. It's just up to us to follow and watch for his leading, because he already has that all figured out. And if they're thinking as they come to Heartbeat and they have this pregnancy test, that maybe if they're not pregnant, good, nobody will know what I've done. If I am pregnant, now what am I going to do? People are going to find out. Maybe I can erase this. Maybe I can undo that. Well, if they were somewhere else, they might be told that that's something that they can do. But at Heartbeat, we're there to tell them that God already saw this unformed child before you even had an inkling that you were pregnant. God already had plans for them. He already knit them together. He already knows. There aren't secrets. God sees all of us. He sees all of us, you know, all the way to our core, and loves us anyway. And that's the difference between Heartbeat and some of the other places that they might go for aid. Luckily, there are a lot of places that when people are between a rock and a hard place that they can go, that they can find some clothes or some food or resources. There's a lot out there. But the ones that are coming from the government are not going to come with this extra message of hope. They're a handout, but not a hand up. They're not the comfort that we can be as Christians. So every one of our volunteers is a Christian. We are Bible based. That we share that with them from immediately their first visit. We're asking if we can pray for them, and no one ever says no. No one ever says no. I'm good. It's fine. Everyone's like, oh well. And then they think about some things that they can put on our prayer list. And those go out to all of our volunteers, so that we are truly praying for these clients. And they will sometimes come in just to ask for prayer. Sometimes they'll stop by when they know we're there just because they have a prayer request, or they'll call when they know that we're open because they have a prayer request, or they'll send it to one of our social medias because they're recognizing the power of prayer, and we're hoping that is enough to get them through the doors of a church, because so many of them are in the situation where they are, where they're having trouble meeting their needs emotionally, socially, you know, financially, because things have fallen apart for them in a family. And church family can be that family that many of them are looking for. Some of them have got a support system, and there's lots of different stories that we come across. And one of them that was eye-opening to me, because even I got rattled on it, you know, being you know, strong in my faith, that you try not to get rattled and let things get to you. But there was one that got to me, and this woman came in older than most of our clients are. Most of our clients are young, not all of them, but she was older, and you could tell she was upset, and she was like, ugh. And she had kids in the car, like junior high school age kids in the car. And she was there for a pregnancy test. And she was not super comfortable being there. She was pretending that she was making a delivery. She brought in a bag of some diapers and pretended that she was donating it so her kids wouldn't question. And her situation was that her doctor had said, do not get pregnant. She needed a surgery, and she was going to have some serious health problems if she got pregnant. But she really felt that she was pregnant, and she was scared to death that she was, because she didn't want to end a pregnancy, because that was not okay with her heart and her relationship with God. But she also didn't want to put herself into a situation where she could die. She had kids in the car, and she didn't want them to know that she was having a pregnancy test in case she decided to end this. And I did not have a lot of good answers for her. All I could do was be scared with her and pray with her. And we did the pregnancy test, and it was positive. And then there was more crying, and there was more praying. And then immediately I sent text out to all of the other volunteers, like, we need God to do something with this, because she's in crisis like no one I've ever had in here before. And I'm in crisis too, because I can't imagine being in her shoes. What is God going to do with this? And so we prayed all night long and text back, taking different shifts and praying. And the next day, that woman did make an appointment with her own doctor and go in and get more things checked out. And thank heaven she followed up with us to let us know. False pregnancy test. When you think there is no answer to this, God's like, I got this. So why did that happen? That happened to make us pray, to make us pull together, to be a wake up call to her, to make sure that her heart and her mind is right with God, and that she's listening to her doctor, and that she's got her priorities in order. I don't know why all that happened, but I know that God doesn't waste pain, and everything always happens for a reason. We've got a client right now that was one of my fourth graders. So you would think that I was the volunteer that was like her person that's super attached to her, but it's not me. It's one of the other volunteers. Right now, she is in sober living and does not have custody of her children. She has been one of our clients for about 15, 16 years. Our journey with her is long, and she has struggled, and she has fallen many times, and her kids are with other family members, and so even though she doesn't have little ones, heartbeat is still a value to her, because that's a connection that she had to give her hope and to have a relationship with God. And so it's our director, Donna, that really connected with her. So she knows that I care about her because she was mine when she was 10. So she keeps me updated on them. But they meet for lunch once a week. And it's just really incredible to see stories like that. As she was saying earlier, when you are praising God, you get blessed yourself. And that has happened for all of the volunteers over and over and over again, how we see God put us in the right place or the right time, or touch us with a story, or connect us to a certain client that just ends up blessing us beyond belief. So I know that you guys know the ins and outs of, yes, there's diapers and there's clothing and there's things like that that we are providing for clients. But we just want to thank you for making sure that whoever God sends our way, that our doors are open, that the pavement is safe, and they can come in and we can turn the lights on, and that the bills are paid, and we can be there every time there is a stumbling block that comes our way, an unexpected bill, some flooding, or some rules that change about what we can and cannot do. God has smoothed it out every single time and provided, and there's never been a time that we've had to turn a client away and say, sorry, we don't have that, I can't help you, I don't know where to get that, or I can't do that. We've never, ever had to do that. The numbers, where is my other paper? I wanted to give you, oh, there they are. Our numbers from last year, our client visits were 461. So 461 times the door opened and somebody came in and they needed something and we were able to help them. And that is because of you and all of the churches in Morrow County that are supporting what we do. And they always say thank you. They never take more than they should. They're never greedy. We never like, oh, I think they're taking that and selling it. That we don't have that feeling with any of our clients. They're always very appreciative. And I wish you could see the little kids helping pick out some of the stuff sometimes because it is heartwarming to be there. But they always say thank you. And when we say you're welcome, we are sure to tell them. But it's not us. It's the churches of Morrow County. Because just like when we ask them about the prayer, that's our opening to, hey, this is you're in a Christian establishment. There are people who are Christians that aren't judging you. We know many of them have a view of Christians that they've learned from social media or from TV as judgmental, as you know, like you know, choices, consequences, you know, and they have this hard and fast view sometimes of what Christians are. And they don't realize that many of the people that have helped them all along, all these nice and wonderful people that they know are Christians, that they actually know a lot of Christians. Sometimes when they get up the nerve and they go to a church, they come in the doors, they sit through a sermon, they take some notes and they come in, they get a baby buck for that. That'll give them a package of diapers. So sometimes that's our carrot to try to get them to go. And they'll say, hey, my neighbor was there. And they didn't realize it. We're not always wearing our God t-shirts or cross necklace. We're not always out inviting people to things. And so one of my messages to you this week is to make sure that you're wearing your heart on your sleeve, so to speak, so that when you are being the kind people that you are, that they realize that you are a Christian, so that people realize, oh, I do know Christians. Oh, well, I'm not all like that person I saw on the news the other day. Because this is a gathering, a family of people. We all have stories. We all have heartache. We all have worries. We all have anxiety. We all have sins that we're dragging along that God has forgiven us for, that we're still punishing ourselves for, that we're coming here to learn and to be fed and to do his work. And if they would come in, they would see that we're not all sitting here with little halos above our head, hearing how wonderful we are, that we're all doing the right thing because we're here, we have perfect attendance. But that this is a gathering place for those that are hurting in some way, form or another, because this isn't heaven, this is earth, and earth is filled with pain. But God's going to do something with that pain and with that fear. Last year, our Bright Course lessons that we send out to our clients, we used to just have videos. They would come in, we'd pop in a parenting video, we'd sit on the couch with them, and we'd watch that. We'd talk about our kids and their kids and build those connections. And then COVID happened, and we weren't allowed to sit with people, and they were only allowed to stay in so many times and only so many clients in. And so we found a way to reach out to them where they were with these digital lessons that we can send to their device. And right away I was like, I hate it. It's impersonal. They're way over there. I'm way over here. But not all of them have a schedule or enough car seats or a working car or gas money to always get to us. And this became a way that we could reach them where they are. So we can call them, we can reach out, find out how they're doing and send them some lessons. And then they complete the lessons and the homework and they get baby bucks and then they come in. So we still get to see them because then they have to spend those baby bucks, which is better than Kohl's cash. So it's wonderful when they've earned their baby bucks. But one of our lessons is called Unlocking the Gospel, Accepting Christ, because some of them are about potty training or whatever, and they all have a devotion with them about, you know, dealing with strong-willed children or shared parenting. And then there's a devotional about what's it say in the Bible that can help me deal with that. But some of them are truly just Bible lessons. So the Unlocking the Gospel, Accepting Christ series is 5 videos long. So they have to say, yes, send me that 5 times to complete that whole thing. So five times whoever is making that call has gotten to talk to them about, hey, how would the last one go? Do you have any questions about that? What did you learn? I'd like to send you another one. Are you open to that? And they have to say yes five times to get all the way to the end of that. If only one had done that, that would be something to celebrate. But 13 of our clients did that last year. And so we know that we are planting seeds, and there are very few of our clients that are letting us pick them up and bring them to church with us, or that we're seeing on a Sunday morning. But we know that God is working in them. And as evidence of lots of the other things that we've talked about, when God takes something and runs with it, it's amazing to see what he does. And so keep praying for those 13 that are on their journey and looking to God to see what he's doing in their life. But to pray for the other ones who have not done those lessons yet, and those who haven't come to us yet, that someone is in the right place at the right time to say, hey, those diapers are expensive. I know where you can get some, you know, cheaper. Maybe, you know, go to Heartbeat. The journey to Bethlehem, all of the people in the marketplace, the money that is from their spot, I'm losing the word for it, but their spot that they have in our Bethlehem marketplace, that money is going to Heartbeat. And so that's a good way to support that and to start those conversations and invite people along. And maybe some of the people that need to be at Heartbeat, maybe some of the people that have little kids that, you know, they're looking for fun stuff to do at Christmas with their kids that's not super expensive. And so this might be a way to do that and say, hey, you know what? This event supports Heartbeat. Do you know about Heartbeat? And just to start those conversations with those people that you might cross paths with that look like their brow is furrowed with fear and anxiety. And just I just pray that God opens our eyes to people that are in our path that we're supposed to be talking to, and that we are aware of that and looking for that. But you guys are an amazing church. Your reach is huge. Because I've just seen so many of the things that you guys are doing and what you're blessed, because I am friends with so many of you. And so, wonderful church, wonderful to be here. Thank you for letting me be with you. And if anybody ever wants to check out Heartbeat and see what it's all about, all the volunteers have keys. We can stop down there if you want to see down where we sort the stuff, or how they decide what gets baby bucks and what goes in the free bins and what it all is. I'll be there this Tuesday night from 6 to 8. It happens to be my shift. So if you want to stop by, then that's fine. If we get a client, then I'm going to ignore you and help the client. But then you'll get to see it in action too. So just thank you again so much for all of your support and for letting me share with you.